Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is your host.
I don't know.
Oh. Sorry. I went a little fast. This is your host, Mary J. Blige.
I was going to say Josh Duggar.
Ew.
You're Josh Duggar today.
No.
Yeah.
No. Although my eyes are looking a little stretched to the gods, so it's good.
You're totes Josh Duggar.
No. That's disgusting.
Hi, this is Ricky.
And very offensive.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 612.
You're going to get a lot of hate mail for that.
Record it by who? You? I'm going to get an email every day from you talking about how dare you call Roger Josh Duggar. Yeah. Enjoy that beverage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's going to sound real good when I listen back to it.
Thank you for listening. We are recording out of the Belmont Craig area of Chicago.
Belmont Craigin.
Craigin area of Chicago.
You dumbass.
You know what? It's going to be the last recorded show in the studio.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
It is what it is.
Well, that's not an answer you should really get.
I should buy this equipment so that way we don't have to do that. So that way you could come here as well.
That's a waste of money. Because our shit works already. So I could tell you the cost of everything and then you can make that choice.
Right. It's like about $500.
Give or take.
Yeah. That's okay. I got credit card.
Then does that mean you'll be able to take the monthly payments for the show and all that stuff too? Because
sure.
This is not free.
This is not free.
You know, I'm all about free for me, but sorry, it's not free for you.
Yeah.
Hi, here's my money so people can listen.
Oh.
Right? So we haven't had a real recording and a real studio in a long... What happened?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Oh.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. We haven't had like a real recording for a while because, you know, we've been busy and junk and stuff.
AKA your ass has been busy. I've been...
Y'all, I have had some of the worst customer service experiences of my life the past 3 weeks. And Roger can...
I can attest. To no.
Hallelujah.
Okay, stop right there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say that
how
I know that this is going to sound like a dick comment, but you kind of deserve it a little bit. And I'll tell you why.
Oh,
I'll tell you why.
I deserve to be treated like shit.
No. That's exactly my point. And I already told you about that. Sometimes you are as Pearl, you are flase da. And people who watch Drag Race would know that. You are a little lazadazical when it comes to...
Okay, first, calm down with the words.
Well,
lazadazical.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real word?
Yes, it is. Wait a minute. And you
is are... Is that lazy and bedazzled together and magical? Ladazical?
Sure. And, anyways, so I think that you come off as when people initially, like... are interacting with you, I think they take this vibe of like they could pull one over you,
mm-hmm.
and you allow too much time or too many times or too many instances to happen before you blow your top off.
Right. So what you're saying is they can do it 7 times, but the 8th time is when...
Exactly. Basically, they're going to dry fuck you every time until finally at the 8th time, you're going to be like, ow,
it
hurts.
I meant to...
Dry fucking?
Dry fucking?
Yeah, clearly.
Yes. Because I've had a lot of it the past 3 weeks.
I'm going in dry. Girl, go on ahead. I'm fine.
Girl,
I'll
take
it.
All right. So IKEA, I don't want to go into the whole story because it's huge and long.
We've already talked about it.
So it's kind of boring to us now, and it's kind of like a joke. But I did tell you that the driver deliverers that delivered the furniture were drunk, right?
No.
They were like,
No, I didn't. I didn't hear.
Just so, how are you carrying?
So for the record, like. None of it you deserved, because no one deserves to get treated like that by business, right? Especially if you're spending money from with
a
them.
Lot of money,
however,
which I think is a lot of money. Some people might not think $700 is a lot of
money. No, that's a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money, one, for the company that you're buying it from, IKEA. Two, it's a lot of money for what you actually bought, which I would have thought it should have been a lot less.
Right, like 500.
No, I even think like 300. Because it's
really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that there was it's not fancy.
There's I bought nothing, a sofa bed, you guys.
There's nothing that's modern.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
The other place we were going to, they're like $2,200, but it was the bomb mattress.
Yes. I mean, it was a good couch, but you know, and I told you because Ricky and I have had conversations about him becoming an adult with his house because he was the type of adult that was bought a house but was still living with IKEA, and you need to upgrade a little bit. You're an adult.
My furniture was not from IKEA. There was
no.
There,
I'm
though.
Just saying. No. I'm.
It you mean was the just, mindset of IKEA
exactly?
Furniture.
Yes. You need to upgrade your mentality a little bit. You don't. You could find really nice stuff. I think that you were trying to place everything so quickly, so you didn't really go out and venture. You just kind of wanted to buy everything and then be done with it, mm-hmm. which I understand because I'm kind of the same way. but the conversation that I was having with Ricky was, let's adultify your house a little bit. I do have to say, and people who follow Ricky on Facebook and have seen his couch and stuff that he got for his living room, I honestly have to say, I really love that couch. It's amazing. It's
Isn't
beautiful.
It nice in there?
And it looks modern with a little bit of classiness. It's just, it was a good purchase. Like that,
it's
I was encouraging like crazy.
Straight out of Mad Men.
Yeah.
And it was, you know me, well, Roger
him hawing everything.
Him and horror. Like, oh, I'll get it. Oh, maybe I won't. But. I did get a chair with it, and I got a pretty good price on it.
He sure did, because I was like, you better finagle this shit. And because the guy was like, oh, it's like $800. And when I'm like, no. And I was like, you better go ask him for $500 when you sit in that chair. We're like, how about I get it for $500? He was like, $525. He's like, he was like, fine, $500.
It's your wedding gift.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I do have to say that was probably... I at first, because we were there for a while, and at first he felt a little, not necessarily pushy, but like he was kind of being pushy, but not like douchey kind of pushy. He was just kind of like trying to steer us. And
like he was sitting down with us being like,
right. And then he would leave and then he'd come back, which is nice because I he didn't like hound us, but he was pushy enough to the point where it was like, he knew that we were, you know, he knew that Ricky was inches away from getting something. It was just kind of like, let's steer you into that direction so you can actually leave with something. Mm-hmm. He was really nice. And I think our experience there was awesome. I think we had a great experience. And even the delivery was pretty decent, right?
Yeah. They were nice.
So I do have to say, you've had a really shitty experience with customer service in the last couple.
Well, even like my bed situation, like. I mean, that was fine, but the delivery was pretty funny because the people that delivered my bed had no idea Tony was in the apartment and they were speaking all in Spanish. And they were talking about how they're putting the bed together and how, you know, this white guy should give us, you know, a tip or, you know, well, at least he should give us a tip for carrying it up one flight of stairs. Like they were talking about that shit. And then Tony was like, I need to take you in the other room for a second. So he takes me into the second bedroom and he's like, let me tell you what they were saying. I'm like, why are you whispering? He goes, they don't know I'm here, but they're talking, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, just give him a tip, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like,
they're cute.
Yeah. It is one of those things where, cause I thought about giving the guys who brought my bed a tip and I didn't get a chance to give it to them because like, I know this is a really shitty excuse and I did feel bad. I only had, like, I had $20, so I thought it was only two, but they came in with three, and I didn't have any more, like, money on me, and I was like, well, fuck, that's gonna be shady, like.
I only gave the tips to the guys that put the bed together, two people.
Yeah, and all three of them put my bed together. Yeah, like, they were all, like, helping each other, so, and I felt really bad, because I thought, you know, if there's only two, I'll give them 10, they can, you know, they'll have 10 each, that's a good tip, right? And then I'm like, well, now it's kind of sucky, because they can't split, I mean, they could split 23 ways, but it's kind of shitty, because it's less than... you know, $10 or whatever. In any case, I did feel bad not giving them a tip. But when you told me about that, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And they were all
like,
loud.
They get like, paid. They had, like, they get paid to do this. So they don't really like that. I struggle with that because, like, when you get a tattoo, a lot of the money for, okay, for example, my artist, a lot of the money goes to him directly. So he probably pays like a nominal fee for renting the chair and the space when he goes there. But he's tattooing like all day on that one day that he comes into the city. So all the money that he gets, like, I don't know, even if he got 25% that he had to give to the the person who owns the space, like, that's still, you have a lot of that comes to you. So for me, the way I reason is, you don't deserve a tip. This is your job.
You don't give your tattoo artist a tip.
No, because that's, he gets most of the money. And I struggle with that because, like, I don't know if I should.
But it's a service.
It's a service that I'm seeking, right?
And it's a service someone is providing to you. You tip your hairdresser.
I do. No, I do. I would say $25.
It's a service.
Yeah, but do you tip, do you tip the McDonald's people when they're servicing you? Like, you know, I mean.
No, because that's not really a service that if they were bringing your food to your table, like a full restaurant, yeah, I would tip them. But if it's like Starbucks, no, I'm not tipping because it's fast and it took you 3 minutes to make my coffee and that's your job. But someone spending 4 hours on your arm, that could potentially fuck up your arm, you know?
No, I mean, I get it. And I struggle with that. I mean, and this is like, and again, I feel like, even like the truck driving thing, I also feel the same way. It's like, I did intend to give them the tip. Mm-hmm. And I even thought about it. Like, maybe I should just give it to them and be like, hey, I know this is not enough for
you
guys.
They would have taken it.
They would have taken it, but then just grab something for lunch on me, whatever.
And I did not give the IKEA people a tip because they were drunk. And because
I did not know that.
My situation with the delivery company
awful.
Did not deserve it.
But I don't know. I guess, I don't know if we have any tattoo artists, people that listen to us, like, what's your take on it?
Or
now,
anyone, like if I, any I, service,
yeah,
like, what
I,
do you
I will
think?
Tell you though, if they were like, for example, if they were working at, I'm sorry, if they were working at a tattoo shop, for example, like Chicago Tattooing or something that's a little bit more where, like, they probably do take a portion of their tattoo money, then I would tip. Because when I first got my first tattoo with him, I actually did tip him because I knew that he probably wasn't, because once he moved to his new place, he told me, he was like, well, it was kind of sucky. He's like, because even if I wasn't like, even if I didn't have clients that day, I still had to pay for the chair, mm-hmm. which I'm like, that kind of sucks. Then I would. But now I kind of feel like, you get at least 75% of all your money goes to you specifically. Mm-hmm. You are providing a job like a nurse, like you're doing a job like a nurse, a doctor, you know, someone. I don't think you should get tipped because most of the money is going to go towards you.
Well, doctors and nurses, no, I don't think should get tips because that's like a different field of service. Like a dentist. Well, first of all, you're already charged too much. So you're not getting a tip. Actually, this is your tip. Stop charging so much.
But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it kind of, and sorry, we sort of got off the topic of what we originally started. But, like, it also is one of those things where you kind of, it makes you think about, like, what do you really, like, it kind of, like, how do you put a price on what you do as far as your job? Like in, for example, in Canada and, you know, my Canadian boys, you can say if this is correct. But
you
like,
mean the North Mexico.
Right, the North Mexico, according to Big Fatty. Yeah. but, like, I think their doctors, if I remember correctly, hearing from a Canadian friend of mine, he said that they only get paid a max of $150,000 a year. Like, they don't make over that because it's regulated by the government.
As it should be. I mean, I don't know if it's that much, but our
right.
doctors
like,
should definitely
and this
be.
Was a couple years that I heard that information from a mm-hmm. Canadian person, so it could have obviously been bumped up. But that to me is like, that seems appropriate. Does a basketball player need to get paid $70 million for...
Well, he can be paid that, but he needs to pay $60 million in taxes.
Right. Or you need to... Or you should donate that, you know, like half of that portion to charities and, mm-hmm. you know, but it is one of those things where how do you put a nominal fee or a nominal amount on what your service that you provide.
Monetary.
Monominal, monetary, whatever. But it's
monominal a word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Money. Money. Money, girl. So what? So that's why I struggle with that whole tipping them. Because out of the $100,
always tip. Because
out of the $350 fucking dollars that I paid him for my goddamn tattoo, he's getting about $325 of that for his own fucking pocket. Why do I need to give him a tip? A tip is saying to me, the way I think of a tip is like a restaurant.
But he does really good work. That's right. Why you give him a tip.
$325 of that is for his good work. Right.
No, I don't quite agree.
So I don't. Why am I going to give him extra money? Like, he's already getting $325 in his own fucking pocket. Why am I going to give him another $20 for providing a service to me? You're already getting $325 out of the $350.
Listeners, tell us what you think. We would love to have an email or a voicemail. You can give us a call. So let's wrap that up. 863-666-0377.
Or an email
us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
So that's why I, you know, if you wouldn't have tipped them, I would have been okay with that, because they're getting paid to provide a service.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. So what else do we have to talk about? Oh, next door neighbors.
So they were drunk? Sorry.
Yeah, they were drunk. I didn't, you know what? I was so tired of the situation. Like, literally, Roger, the day before, I was crying. Like, I was so fucking pissed off.
I know.
When I spoke to Lucky at the delivery company, who could care less, she's like, thank you for calling Urban Express Deliveries. My name is Lucky. How can I help you?
So I'm assuming they were Asian.
No, she was an African American. But I was so aggravated. And then Sunday we went to IKEA and Tony started to go off. Like, I think he felt
World War Mexico was starting.
Right. I think that he started to feel that they were like trying to like get one over on me. Like,
yeah,
I was just going to be like, okay. But I started to be like, no, this is not okay. I need to, because at first the manager would not come over to us. And then Tony said, well, screamed, if the manager is not going to come over here, I'm going to keep getting louder and louder and louder until they come over here. And guess what? Not only did the manager come over, but five other people joined in on the bitch fest. Tony started a riot. He had one lady saying, yes, let's burn this building down.
Oh.
Like, I was like, oh, that's illegal.
Yeah, one.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and you're going to get arrested for yelling burning in a crowded place.
But we did get our furniture delivered that day, and we got 10% off. So, I mean, Roger says sometimes you just have to be a cunt about it. But I'm not that person.
Like, and that's the reason why I think that you've experienced that, because people either see you or sense it from you that they could pull one over you, and that's why it took 17 times before you finally were like,
but it's like this is the whole thing. It wasn't necessarily all IKEA's fault. It was pretty much the delivery company's fault.
No, right.
But no one was taking fault.
Right.
So no one wanted to blame the other one. Or everyone was blaming everyone else except for themselves.
I told you it is IKEA's fault because they are the ones that deal right, exactly. See, the problem with IKEA is that they outsource their delivery service, and because of that, they don't have control of what's going on with them or with their delivery part, right? That's their problem. They should hire a different delivery service. I'm sure that there have been tons of complaints.
There were five people there.
And it was what, like 9 a.m?
Yeah. 10.
10. Yeah.
But by the way, we got into the line at 10:02 at the returns desk, and there was already like 14 people in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guarantee you all of those
is serious.
Right. That's the reason why that fucking manager didn't want to come out, because she was already like, oh, there's 14. Well, y'all need to handle it until I can't. You can't.
I felt sorry for the guy at the returns desk, because he was real soft spoken and, you know, he was trying to say the right thing. And then I was like, no, I'm sorry. I know this isn't your fault, but we have to address this today. And
if I'm happy Tony got fucking loud.
I said, if we can't, then I need a refund. And he goes, well, actually, you can't get a refund until you reject the delivery.
I would have been like, what?
Well, inside, my body was like, what? Oh, no, you didn't just tell me that. And then outside, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, why can't you just refund it? Because you guys have the couch here.
Let's delve into that a little deeper. Why is it that you can't do that? Because I've noticed that you've done that before. Did you have an episode sometime where you flew off the handle and that's where you were like, I need to reel this in a little bit better? Because I feel like that's what happens a lot with you. I've noticed this a couple times in the past since we've been hanging out more. Like, you could tell that you're upset, but you're like, fucking Pleasantville. Fuck that shit. Sometimes you
I'm
just
all
gotta
angry
get
on the
real
inside and
loud.
I'm shaking and I'm like, how's your day?
You want to see? You want to hear what happened to me this morning? Here's a quick example of how I go from 0 to 10 and real quickly when I need to. I call because last night I went to go pick up my fucking Target medication. And I get there, pick it up. I didn't check the quantity because I was told by X, Y, and Z that everything was fixed. I was going to get my 30 pills. Fine. I didn't bother to check it like a dumbass. That I will take responsibility for. I should have checked before I left Target. I get home last night. I checked the. I'm going to mix the two because I have a little bit from the last. And I noticed there's fucking 8 pills. Hi, 22 missing. So I'm like, oh.
And on the bottle it says 30?
8. No, it said 8. Right. So I was already like, I was like, these motherfuckers. And it was already 9. So I couldn't call because they closed, right?
So you had time to think about it.
So I had time to like, I thought about it for like 5 minutes and I was just like, these motherfuckers. I thought they were going to fix this shit. So I call this morning as I'm getting ready. And I answer the lady answers the phone. And I was like, you know, I ordered this. I was like, I thought it was fixed. It wasn't fixed. I don't understand what the problem is. Why does this continue to happen? This is the third time that it's happened. Someone needs to fix this.
Is the prescription written for 80 or they just
can't
read it? No,
the fucking prescription is written for 19.
Why?
So then I tell them, I'm like, okay, let me just tell you something really quickly here. I had to talk to someone the last time. I was like, and the last time the lady told me that she was going to take care of it. She was going to call my doctor to find out. And I was like, and my fault was not following up with my doctor to make sure that this was going to get filled properly. I said, that's my fault. I will take responsibility for that. But when I trust that you're telling me you're going to do something and then you don't do it and I have to end up with this problem, I was like, then we have a real big problem. I was like, because I'm supposed to be trusting you as a professional if you're going to tell me to do something, if you're going to tell me you're going to do something and then you don't do it. I said, that's the reason why I switched from the last one. And she was like, well, I'm really sorry. Unfortunately, the prescription is only written for 19. And then so she kind of repeated the same thing she did the first time. And I was like, do you know how fucking frustrating this is?
Oh, is this over the phone?
Yeah.
I don't curse people over the phone.
I didn't curse. The tone was there. Uh-huh. And I was like, do you know how frustrating this is? I'm like, I'm supposed to trust in you guys, that you're going to do your job when you tell me you're going to do something. I'm like, and you don't do it. I said, you know, I will take responsibility for not following up, but why should I follow up when I'm supposed to trust it? What you're telling me is going to happen. I get that you're busy. I get that you have other clients. Then don't tell people that. And she was like, I'm really sorry. I know it's frustrating, but she started going off in like survival mode at this point.
Right.
She could tell I was scared. Like,
I was talking to say, I live a block away. I will come there in a heartbeat.
That's why I switched it, because that fucking Target from over there was screwing it up. That it was all their fault. That's the reason why it turned all like janky. Uh-huh. Because you know what happened is they filled it for 9 because my last prescription was only for 9. For some reason, I don't know how that happened. But since that point, my prescription has not been correct. So the doctor, when they called my old doctor...
Oh, maybe they only gave you 9 because they were out of the medication. They do that sometimes.
No.
Like, if they don't have enough,
Because I asked her, I said, was it because you guys only had a little bit? I'm like, but then I feel like they would have told me, like, hey, we're only going to give you enough. Come back in on the, you know, 8th or 9th day. We'll refill you for the 30. So, excuse me. So I was like, I don't know why this is happening. And towards the end, I said, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry. It's just that it's really frustrating. You know, I thought this was fixed the first 2 times. And I'm like, now this is the 3rd time. you know, I've given you guys three doctor names. Fix it. And she was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I will call them. I'll call you back to let you know. No,
call now. I'm going to be on a three-way call.
No, she called and she called me back and she's like, you know, your doctor wasn't there this week. You know, she doesn't work on Saturdays. She's like, but I will follow up with them on Monday. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to follow up with my doctor on Monday as well. I will call her. But like, you just sometimes it just, you need to fucking take that Lataqua out in you and just go for it. You don't have to swear.
Mine's Rakesha.
Rakesha.
Rikisha.
Rikisha need to come out a little bit. I mean,
Rakishita.
Do two times nice, third time you're getting fucked. You're getting all shanked.
Right. Yeah, but see, the thing is when I lose that control, I start crying and I start screaming really loud, and then I just embarrass myself because
You can't articulate?
Right. I can't say what I want to say because I'm so upset.
Like, because you're pissed, like you want to swear and get it all off your chest, or like you can't.
I'm trying to control what I'm saying,
right?
And I can't say what I want to say. It was like, "Fuck you, stupid cunt!" You know, you can't say that to people. I mean, I'm sure they've heard it.
I'm sure,
but I'm not going to be that person because I don't want to be the person that's on YouTube. That, you know, have you seen all those
Angela in Wisconsin? Yeah.
Angela in Wisconsin, the lady in the McDonald's with the chicken nuggets.
Oh my God.
The lady at
McDonald's. Apple Store. Yes. The lady at McDonald's who ordered a cheeseburger with no, like nothing, just a plain cheeseburger and got like pickles, ketchup. Right. And she was like, I did not order it. She's like losing it.
Which that kind of stuff is not something to like lose your shit over because they could just remake that shit for you.
Right.
But. Like with this moving company, it's not like they could just reschedule it for the time I wanted.
They did, and then didn't get it what you
on Sunday they sure did. Yeah. And when she was telling me it was 5 to 9, I was like, oh no, I'm sorry, that's not going to work. I'm nice. I was like, oh no, that's not going to work for me because I'm not going to be home until actually 6. So I need it to be from like 7 to 9. And she's like, I'm not for sure. I said, 7 to 9. And then Tony says, 7 to 9! You know, just... Siete, nueve, whatever. And I mean, Tony was given a real Latina finger realness.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would have loved to see that happen.
I'm the one telling him, all right, you know what? Calm down.
Right.
But then when he got all the other people into the, like, let's burn the building down. And I'm like, holy shit.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes.
So we've been talking about 30 minutes of horrible customer service, and I still have another 3 hours to talk about it.
Right. All right.
We have a voicemail. We have an email. I'm going to read the email first, and then we can play a voicemail.
Sure.
And then I think we have another email, too.
Do we have two emails?
We have one from the website.
Yay!
Someone contacted us from the website. And then a regular
email. Is that the one from Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we actually read that one the last time.
No, I don't think we've had CarCast since this came out, I think.
Okay.
So Jason contacted us through the website. I'm still somewhat new to podcast. I never paid attention to them until a few months ago when I wanted a distraction at work and the music was putting me to sleep. But I am slowly catching up on older episodes, but in a jumbled order because of how the app seems to work. I love listening to you guys, and it helps the time go by quickly. Though since I wear headphones, I tend to look strange, randomly trying to laugh for no apparent reason. So that's fun. I was listening to one of, well, more than one apparently, your conversation about Madonna. And I swear one of you was about one blonde fringe and a blanket over your head away from a Chris Crocker moment. That's Roger.
leave her alone.
Leave Madonna alone. Yeah,
that would be me.
So I'll let you decide which one that was. But now I can't hear you talk about her at all without picturing the screaming, leave her alone. She's a human being rant in the back of my head. And to be fair, I don't think you can, with any credibility, build your life around doing everything imaginable to get attention and then whine when some of it's a negative. That's life. Also, yes, plenty of people poked fun at the old rockers when they were when that whole was it Velvet Revolver?
yeah,
thing happened. It's great. The people stay active in their 50s, but it still smacks out. Wait, but it still smacks of a 40-year-old man at spring break. Good for you for being confident, but one of these things is still not like the other. Anyway, just wanted to say love the show and thanks for keeping me entertained at work. Well,
first of all, Jason,
thank you for calling. Wait,
thank you for emailing
through the website.
Oh, girl, you fucked that up.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I was listening to PNS Explosion a couple episodes ago, they said that Madonna like practiced that fall like 50 times to get it like right. they were saying that she was like, Antonio, pull harder. Harder this time. Harder. So thank you for listening, Jason. I'm glad you're a new listener. I don't know how far back you're going because I think we have a catalog all the way back to one episode, the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And then actually there's a pilot episode and then the first episode. So I hope you're enjoying those.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've gotten to the cry episode, but everyone seems to think that's the best episode ever. It's hilarious.
Oh, aw.
When I'm sharing my feelings, which by the way is really weird because the TV that I just sold was the TV that Cedric and I bought together when we first like moved in together.
Oh.
I was like, bye, bitch. Still that bitter.
And that's why you took a hammer to the TV.
Right. And
bam.
And then sold it.
Right.
All right.
Oh, did you sell it?
Yeah, I sold it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's out.
Awesome. That's good.
All right. So now we have a voicemail.
Voicemail.
A voicemail. A voicemail.
Okay. And I'll read the second email.
Okay.
If I can still.
We got a voicemail.
It's coming.
We got a voicemail. We got a voicemail, and here it comes. Coming, coming, coming.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, Ricky and Roger. This is RC in Madison. Oh, yeah, not in Madison, in Colorado now. Oh, shit. Just saying I'm excited to see you guys this weekend. Jay and I will be at Bear Pride, and it'll be nice to see Jimmy Bear. And Steve, his husband. So looking forward to seeing you guys. I think it's kind of funny that you set up the dinner like in the loop so far away from Greektown. You whores can't be around there. You can't show your faces around there. I guess because you've been whores and you know everyone knows you. You're kind of just, you know, you don't want to be out there like incognito and shit. But yeah, it's too bad DeAndre's not going to be able to come this year. I'm kind of sad about that. And I tried to get Jimmy to come, Jimmy Sims. I told him that he became, I promised I'd let him suck Roger's dick. But that didn't seem to work. So I don't know. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you guys. Still listening to the show, still love it. Except for when you guys are always talking about Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey. So I guess maybe I don't like the show. Why do I even listen? All right, well, looking forward to seeing you guys again, and I'll see you on Friday, and have a good rest of the month.
RC, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it, and we forgot to
thank you for calling.
We forgot to talk about last weekend.
Yes. Before you do that, let me just make sure.
Oh, do we have another?
No. yes, let's talk about that real quick before
we
get to our next email.
Nice. We had a dinner at
Grand Lux Cafe.
The Grand Lux Cafe. And there was seven of us there. It was me, Tony, Roger, mm-hmm. Jimmy Bear, his husband Steve, RC, and his boyfriend, partner, whatever you
Jay.
Call each other, Jay. And we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
We got there and they're like, it's going to be like 45 hours before you get a table.
Right. Which was like, what? No, thank you.
It ended up being 15.
Hurry up. Just right. Hurry up. See, that's when I would have been like, very nicely, but a little pushy. I'd have been like, that's not going to work. So let's cut it down to 15 minutes. Thanks.
Right.
Although we did get seated pretty quickly after that. So
I think it's because they heard me say, why can't they all put us here? Because they had this table separated. I don't know if you guys have never been to the Grand Lux. It's kind of like the Cheesecake Factory. So, you know,
it's owned by the Cheesecake Factory. Right. Yeah. So it's kind of
so it's got the same kind of seating and stuff. Yeah. So they have like one really long bench, like a
diner. Seat. Yeah. Like a diner style bench.
Right. But they had like five tables.
Like small. Yeah. Like two seater tables.
And we're like, no, you can put that shit together. And then they did.
And they did. And it worked out. It was fun. I had a great time. It was nice to see all of the guys.
Good food.
Yeah, it was good. The food was okay.
Although yours was supposed to be turkey, but it looked like...
I mean, it looked like tar. It was not the color of turkey, let's just say. And it wasn't, you know, the bread was really hard. Like, I didn't enjoy my meal as much. Like, I enjoyed the fries because that's good. But thankfully, I had a salad prior to that because I would have been starving because it was not... Like,
well, you also had a whole loaf of bread.
No, I didn't have bread. I only had like a little slice because you motherfuckers ate all the goddamn bread. And then the nerve of this motherfucker, because he had his own basket that he ate the entire loaf out of. And then he going to sneak his hand and fucking eat our basket.
I didn't eat out of yours.
Yeah, you did Tony did. Tony was eating out of our basket.
That's because he was closest to the basket.
Right. Yeah. And then okay, I was like,
what?
And
what?
One slice of bread, in his basket. And I went over there to reach and he's like, no. And I'm like, no, you're going to eat fucking shit in a hot minute. Give me that goddamn piece of bread.
He needed them carbs real bad.
But anyways, so it was a good time.
For good, what, 2 hours?
Maybe? Yeah, it was nice to see everyone. It was a good time. It's always nice.
We learned a lot more personal things about people.
Yeah, see, you know, that's the one thing I don't like about like having really big dinners like with a lot of people, because you can't have that personal time. Like this was really nice because it was just, not that I didn't enjoy the last time, but this was nice because it was just a few and I was able to like get to know RC a little bit better. I got to know Jay a little bit better and Steven. And I mean, like, so it was nice because I didn't and it's been a year and now I know a lot more people. So it wasn't as nerve wracking as before, but it was nicer to have that amount instead of like 20, and you have to like try to talk to all 20 of them. You know, it's like I can't.
You're across the table, like you almost have to do like that game Grapevine to get the message across to the person you want to
telephone. Yeah, because by the end of the fucking message, it's like she went to war and lost a leg,
and you're like, no, I'm just asking for a piece of bread.
Yeah, yeah. Can you pass the butter? Thanks. But it was great. It was great to see everyone. I wish that we lived in a world where we could all live very close to each other without having to travel like really far. It'd be fun to have that. So anyways, moving along.
Speaking of just podcasting in general, we have the Pride 48 event coming up in June.
Yes, in June.
The 19th through the 21st.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will be taking part in this. We don't know of our time frame or our day yet. So I think since we're one of the oldest podcasts to be out there, we should get what we want. But that's not the rules. Maybe I can get Tony in on that and maybe he can make it the rules.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure we'll probably have around the same time that we did last time, which was, I think, a Saturday at 8 or 9 or something.
I'm bringing my sleeping bag over.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, you know, we have blankets and stuff, too.
Right.
You're going to be the first person that gets to sleep on our IKEA couch bed
thing. God, that shit better not be fucking like...
It's not bad. I laid on it.
You laid on it? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, no, I meant sleeping bag, like my, you know, like my travel bag.
Oh, like, yeah, your weekend bag.
Yes.
Which is really like, oh, why are you going on vacation for a week?
Right. I got this Tommy Bahama.
You have so much stuff in there.
I do. You know, because a bitch got to look pretty when she wake up in the morning. But,
you don't wear makeup. So what is all that stuff?
A lot of it is
tampons.
Just,
a lot of it's tampons and pads.
To clog my leaky hole.
Also, they're milk breast pads so you don't leak.
Wow.
That you have to put in your bra.
You're giving me stress. Anyways, moving along. It was a Tommy Bahama bag. I really wanted a huge bag, and I'll tell you why.
Like mine?
No. I mean, you see my Jack Spade. It's right here, this blue one.
That's not even close to mine.
It is. But anyways, and it's much more expensive than yours.
Dusty.
It is. Mm-hmm. I just have to take it to the dry cleaner and have it cleaned. Anyways, I wanted a big bag so that if I chose to travel, I didn't have to take my luggage with me. I could just take the bag and then like a book bag. Because usually when I, oddly enough, when I travel lightly. So
I
like,
do too. The least amount of clothes possible.
Right.
I will wear a pair of underwear for 14 days.
That's so fucking nasty.
Because you can do regular wear for like 3 days. You can do inside out for like 3 days. And then because you wore it inside out, the other side's clean again. So you wear it for 3 days.
Well, you said for 7 and now that's 9. That's gross.
Well, and then you do another 3 days.
That's nasty. That's 12. Stop it. Stop it. No.
And then you get the kind that you can wear front and back. So you might have a skid mark in front of your dick, but it's okay.
That's so nasty. I generally like to, what I bring in my bag is like, you know, all my soap stuff. So like my hair and all that crap.
Your vitamins.
And then no. And then I bring my my cream, like my body lotion.
Your mind all.
That's really the only, and a water bottle, because you always have to have a water bottle. And
that is not the only thing in that bag.
No, there's other shit that's in there that shouldn't really be in there. But if I were to travel, that's the only thing I bring. Like my toothpaste and my toothbrush and all that stuff.
I really, really, really want this bag from Saddleback Leather. It's a suit, not a suitcase, but it's called a water bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a tote bag like this, but the top rolls up so it can be really tall.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Roll it down.
Yeah, I think Timbuktu has bags like that for like bikers.
But I really want this bag. And I've been waiting for it to go on Dave's deal because it's normally like 10, 20, 30% off. But the bags
What's
are
the
so
Dave's
popular.
Deal?
Huh?
What's Dave's deal?
It's like if there's a bag that might have a scar on it or if somebody returns a bag.
Is that a website? I've never heard of it.
Saddleback Leather is the name of the company, but they have an area of the company called Dave's Dills.
Oh, got it. So it's like within their website.
It's like a discount, right? Discounted items of their own product.
Got it. Oh, that's nice.
So I've been waiting for it to be on discount, but apparently it's never returned because people are so happy with it.
Right.
It's never returned ever.
Yeah. That shit's not going to. It's not going to go.
And the bag is like $800 on its own. So I cannot justify that.
I will totally encourage that deal. Buy it.
You are the worst. Tony is not going to let me hang out with you anymore. Because every time that I go with Tony, I come home with something.
No, you come with me. I mean, you come home with me.
Yeah.
So when we were at the furniture store.
As you know, the guys
like, and I, right. And I was telling him, I was like, girl, I'm like, cause he was like, oh, I have to check with my partner. I mean, I'm sure that the guy knew that we were gay.
I said spouse.
No, first you said partner. Cause remember when we were in the bag,
gross.
Yeah. And that's when I said to you, I was like, why didn't you just say your husband? Like he's your husband.
I have not said husband yet because I kind of feel
that's a straight thing. So I get it.
Well, it's not that it's straight. It's just that if I'm talking to a person that I don't really know and I say husband, I'm afraid it's going to like push them back. Like they're going to be taken back by like. And so I just say spouse. And then if they continue to say or ask about it, then I'll say,
honey, you're gayer than Christmas. It's not.
No, I am not. I am not gay. I am from North Carolina.
You're from West Virginia.
No.
Oh my God, I have to tell you about who's from West Virginia. You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Yes, the three M's or the two M's. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Anyway, anyway, you should get the bag.
No.
Yes.
If you want me stuffed inside of it and sent to like some drug county in Mexico. Because that's where Tony will
see Tijuana.
You. Tijuana. Then yes.
Anyways, I lost train of thought. Anyway, okay, we'll read this last email and then I think we're going to have to wrap it up, aren't
we? We're at 45.
Oh, okay, so we got, okay. So
are
this
we
going
to talk about the Duggars?
And yes. How, like, I think we should do that for the second show.
Perpetrator they are?
We'll talk about that in the second show.
Okay.
It's going to
be old news by the time that show comes out.
No, I think it's still pretty relevant.
You think it's still unraveling?
Oh God, girl, I think there's more to come. I think, okay, stop, okay. stop. Anyway, so this email comes from one of our favorite two listeners, Anne Marie Parker. She says, "I laughed so hard at this episode, you guys." Oh, and she's talking about loved episode number 609, which I can't remember which one
was. It's a car cast.
It is a car cast.
It's the one where I told you.
Is that the one with
the pillows? And I was like, "Yeah, because you don't have anyone."
Was that 609 or was it 609 with Kevin?
That he was with us in the car when I said that.
Oh, okay. I can't remember. Anyway,
because Kevin said three words and.
Everyone was like, "Oh my God, he's so hilarious!" Really?
He said three words.
Hello.
He said hi.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And he said,
"See ya."
Yeah.
That's like four words, but yeah. Whatever.
Right. And who's counting? Anyways, I laughed so hard at this episode. You guys should have guests on more often and go on an errand. It can be like the Jerry Seinfeld show, comedians in cars getting coffee. You can call it podcasters in a Prius tailing tale. Roger can yell out the window, "Hey, baby, how much for you?" If you sail past something sexy, you know what? Just make it a show where you go out in the car, see someone hot, and you try to fix up your co-host. Call it Pimp My Roger.
That's called bait bus. That's right. Already been taken.
Right. Although I do like the Pimp My Roger thing. That's kind of, maybe we should try that when it gets a little bit warmer.
Pimp My Royer.
Anne Marie Parker, thank you for emailing.
Wow, big fatty. If you could see how much head
he put into that, thank you. And he's probably like, thank you for calling. Okay,
this is going to be the story that ends the show because I'm pretty much probably going to guarantee it's going to be on a big fatty episode during a certain week that he celebrates called Shark Week. Remember last Sunday when I was like, messaging you about mirrors and stuff, and I was at no Target just chilling.
Yeah.
I was by myself. I went to go pick out my blinds and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop by Steak and Shake, and I'm going to have, you know, just a little bite to eat.
I think I remember you telling me. Was this Tuesday?
No, it was Sunday. That Sunday, last Sunday.
Wait, I thought we hung out though.
Mm-mm, not Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Because I was here. Oh. Cooking and stuff.
Right.
Okay, yes. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm at Target and I'm browsing and I was like, oh, I really need to pee. So I go into the bathroom and I'm like standing at the urinal, just peeing a little bit. And you know how sometimes you're standing there and you're like, I think I might need to fart. While I'm peeing. No one else is in the bathroom. I hate when people fart at the urinal because it makes me lose control because I'm laughing so hard that sometimes I just pee on the wall by accident. But anyway, so I'm standing there and I'm like, I was like, oh, wait, that was warm. So I'm like still peeing and I'm like, and I'm like, go to wash my hands. And I'm like, something doesn't feel right. Girl, I had straight up sharted in my pants. Thank God I had on underwear. I went into the stall. I had to take my underwear off. I had to clean myself up.
Did you clean yourself up with the underwear?
No. Like, I used toilet paper and cleaned everything up.
I mean...
And then
How does it happen?
I don't know how it happens, but I was so embarrassed.
Did you throw away the underwear? Did you save it in a baggie?
And the trash can didn't have a lid, so there's... And it was just
so enough. There's this like big tarp of underwear with shit on it.
And it was, you know, of course it's not like a turd. It's like all juicy and bubbly. <It's laughs> like a snail went across it.
Escargot, anyone? Escargot?
Escargot in mi pantalones. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, this is like my first shark story.
You're a fucking pig.
Embarrassed.
You should be. You're a grown ass man sharting in your pants.
I think it happens to more people than we think it does.
Oh my god, that is fucking hilarious. No, I think when I was a kid, and I
yesterday,
right? Yeah. Oh, do my eyes look that good? Thank you. Anyways, they're stretched to the gods. I think that happened one time, and I told the story already, but I think that's only happened once. Maybe twice, but like when I was younger, like young, much younger. But like, I'm so, okay, first of all, I don't like to use the bathroom in public places. Like,
I only pee, really. I don't poop.
Yeah, like, I will, yeah, I won't do that.
I didn't have a choice because apparently.
You had a chocolate surprise in your pants. You had a little bit.
I got me
bit.
Some Hershey Kisses on my butt.
That's fucking disgusting. Anyway, it was yeah, almonds. I just, yeah, no. It was almonds. Is that chocolate covered almonds? Thank you for listening, you guys.
Corn. It had niblets in it.
Now, I will tell you, though. No, I can't tell you that because
yes,
that's
can.
No.
I, yeah,
no.
Tell me.
No.
You sharted another time, didn't you?
No. I was gonna tell you like it's when you eat chia seeds because those don't actually get like it's kind of like corn. It doesn't really digest that way, so it goes in, it comes out the same way. Oh, that takes forever to wipe.
Flax seeds is like that too.
Yeah,
right?
If you eat the whole grain, yeah. I think any kind of like seed like that where it doesn't, your body just doesn't like to break it down. That's really gross.
Breakdown.
Anyway, I
just shit up in your pants at the urinal. Breakdown.
I will.
Oh my god! I was so worried it was gonna like run down my leg, because I was like, "Oh, thank God I have underwear on today."
Yeah, that's
because no underwear. Oh, that would have been like, what am I supposed to do? I would have had to call you to come bring me some shorts to wear. Or someone.
I'd have been like, baby, where are you? Are you in here?
Baby. My friend, he shit up all his self up in the bathroom. Can we get somebody to come clean it, please?
Is anyone a mother willing to clean some shit up in here? Because I ain't got the time.
No. You come in, I'm on the diaper changing rack with my legs up. I already have the Destin spread on my hand. I'm like, wipe me, daddy. Oh my god. Except for I'm on the floor because it broke off the wall.
I was going to say, except for the table isn't actually the table, it's the stall wall. Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Like a baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Clean me.
You changed my die.
Oh my god.
And then I'm like, no, use sensitive wipes.
Right. Because the nerve of her. Right. Oh my Jesus. Oh, that was hilarious. And on that note.
Oh my god, that was funny.
Okay, you know,
we still got 7 minutes.
You know, I'm like looking for places, you know, to move to since we are moving from this place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why do people say no pets? That's so descriptive. That's so mean.
That's something we have to deal with here. And it, not only is it no pets, but it's no Doberman Pinschers, no, you know, pit bull mixes.
Yeah.
No dog with any type of block head
or no aggressive
no
breeds. Well, hi, can you, my little chihuahua can be an aggressive breed,
can be,
he yes. will eat your ankles off.
Well, with his 4 teeth he has left,
right?
I mean, he'll pretty much gum you to death,
right? He's not gonna get far. Basically you'll just walk away with really soaking wet ankles.
Right. I know, like, ew.
No, but he did allow Ricky to hold him today.
Oh, he
for
did.
Like the second or third time.
His eyes started to get really big, and I was like, oh, he might bite my lips off.
Well, because he was really close to his face, and I was a little worried because You know, he's a little sketchy. He's a little sketchy. And I don't want him to, like, turn around and, like, rip your face off. Latino. Not that he'd get far. Right, because he is Latino. He's Mexican. I do want to get him and Sully another companion, but it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
I really want to get a third dog, but my condo association won't let me.
Really?
I don't know.
Why? Because you have two big dogs, or because you have already
two pet limit?
Oh, it's a two pet limit.
But I wonder if I can get a really small dog, like a little,
and say it's a cat.
Well, no, because we can't even have a cat.
Really?
It's only two pets.
That's fucked up.
So you can have a cat and a dog. Two dogs and a cat.
Yeah. That's kind
of. I don't know if anybody would really report that. I'm not for sure, but I don't want to.
Well,
risk it.
You really don't need three dogs, but I mean, because your place is
but
big enough for
like
all.
But I would also like to be a rescue. I mean, not a like
a foster,
a foster parent for a dog.
Yeah,
that needs to be.
I kind of thought about that, but it's really difficult with these two dogs, especially because these two dogs only know each other, and you know they're like so bonded. Like I don't know how that would be introduced. Like if I introduce a puppy,
what if Sol is like, "Bye, girl"?
Right. If I introduce a puppy, it'd be different because like they can tell the difference between like an adult dog because there's not that like dominance thing.
Right.
But I really want a French bull. That's going to be my next dog as a French bulldog.
You're going to pay money for those, like a lot of money.
I know. That's why I haven't gotten it.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can't be friends once you do that.
Oh my God. Shut up. You can never get rid of me.
I could. I'm part of the Latino Kings.
Okay.
I'm
that
associated
is not
with the Latino Kings.
That's something that we do not say out loud and on something that's on podcast. I do not want to get shut down. Shot
who's
down.
Just shoot us down. Oh, the Latino Kings?
Yeah.
No, it'd be the Crips or somebody. That's
oh my
against
God.
Us.
Okay, Roger does not agree with any of his statements that he is saying on this podcast. Please send all hate mail towards
what color are the Latino Kings? Like, what bandana do they wear or whatever?
I don't know.
Sure. You don't know.
I don't know.
Sure, you don't know.
Actually, I really don't know. They may, I don't know. I don't think it's like the
I know their
Crips.
Graffiti's kind of cool.
I mean, everyone, take a listen to us. Share us. Throw us around on your media. Tell people about us and our foolery.
Oh, maybe what's his name? The one that sent us about his cousin being in prison. Now he's out and he has like super hot throat tattoos.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten a picture from him.
Yeah, we do have a picture.
Oh, we do?
I'm
that's right, because
you
didn't show
it
to me.
We have 3 minutes left. Let me find it.
That's right. You were supposed to tell me. Again. Yeah, you were supposed to tell me that. Oh, how come I don't get text messages by him?
Because you ain't me.
Hey. Stupid. Do you have a picture of him? I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him. Is he our friend? On Facebook?
I don't know. I think so.
Is it Jesse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse, friend me.
You ready for this?
He may have already and I don't even
know. Are you ready?
Yeah. Now, wait, before you... Oh. Okay. So...
Tell me what you think he might look like.
See, is it... And this is after prison or before prison?
This seems to be...
During.
Like, right out of prison. Like,
oh, shit.
I just got out of the...
Oh, so he does. So he's been in contact with him then, because if that's a...
Yeah,
after.
Because he was in contact with him on Facebook.
Ugh, okay. Let me see.
You ready?
Yeah.
Describe. What kind of realness is going on?
I mean...
Closer
he's
to kind
of hot.
I don't. I'm. Not,
I would have to make his
the
face
maze
up.
Tattoo on his face or wherever he has it. I kind of don't like that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what it says. Does it say perv or dirty?
Let me see.
I'm interested in
oh,
finding
on his
out.
Face.
Yeah. I okay. Look, how does anyone put that on their face?
Yeah. Could you like tell us? What
he's
it
hot.
Is?
I bet you he's got a big dick.
No, if he had less tattoos on his face. Okay, because he naturally has a throat tattoo, so you
right.
know that means I'm into the rape scene, you know.
Oh, okay.
Through prison sex,
oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
they did on Oz.
Okay. He was taking it somewhere. I don't know where he was going with. How much more time we have? I'm sure it's we're over.
We gotta go.
Okay.
So thank you for sending the picture. We love it.
We need more updated pictures.
We need some parts of his bottom half.
Yes.
to be full judge.
And by bottom half, we mean take off his underwear and show us.
Right. Front and back.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go. This
gotta
is Roger.
Go. You got to go.
This is Ricky.
Oh, this is Mary J. Blige.
/ Josh Duggar. He'll be on the next show.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Got to go. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
We're testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. And can you play the intro to make sure it's working?
I'm looking it up.
Oh,
get off my
God.
Nut sack, bitch.
Really? Why don't you put it in a playlist?
It is in a playlist.
Where is it in the playlist? That is not in a playlist.
It is a playlist. Faggot.
It's not very loud.
Dear Chicago. All right.